So usually we start with a song or two and then have baptisms and so forth, but tonight a little bit different. So we're starting with the baptisms, and very glad that all of you came back for Resurrection Sunday evening with us. The last time that we had baptisms, which really was not that long ago, I didn't look it up, maybe a month or two, but it was five young men. Tonight we have three young ladies, and they were a much different group to talk to before the service than the five young guys from last time, but totally great, and all three of them are really excited. So all of them, how old are you, Claire? 11. So our oldest baptizee tonight is 11, and Poppy, you're 5. Is that right? Yeah. So from 5 to 11. We can get tagged for having problems with baptisms from both sides. So some would say we don't baptize young enough because we're not baptizing babies. And some would say we're baptizing way too young, and you need to really give them the opportunity to prove it. So I think even most of my experiences growing up at the different churches I've been a part of, you didn't really want to see somebody get baptized until they were a teenager, in some cases even older than that, because you really wanted to make sure. You really wanted them to have proved as much as possible and then baptize them. The problem is that that's not actually how the Bible portrays baptism or when the Bible talks about baptism taking place. The Bible says that baptism is one of the first acts of obedience upon profession of faith. So believe and be baptized, it was that fast for a lot of people in the New Testament. And even how Paul describes how Christians are supposed to think about their own fight against sin. He calls them to think back to their baptisms. So in Romans chapter 6, he talks about, are we supposed to keep sinning that grace may abound? And he says, no, don't you know that those of us who have been baptized into his death and then have also been raised with him to walk in newness of life. So we look back at the water baptism, which pictures our identification with Christ, and that is part of how we fight sin. Should we keep sinning? Well, no, we've been baptized. And so why would we hold off on giving that weapon in the fight of faith, in the fight against sin? Why would we say, as soon as you prove that you can defeat sin, then we'll give you the weapon that helps you defeat sin? That's backwards. So baptism is a beginning sort of ordinance. It is a start of the Christian life of discipleship, and it's not done. I've recently been thinking about, again, in terms of some of my own background, at the same kind of churches that a lot of you have been a part of. And I sort of wonder, because what it means to baptize at the beginning of your Christian life means you still are going to have a lot of repentance to do. There's still going to be a lot of growth that needs to take place. You're still going to have to admit that you sinned and seek the Lord's forgiveness and seek other people's forgiveness. And I kind of wonder if part of the reason why some churches want to hold off on baptism till later is because even the leaders don't want to have a life of practicing repentance. So let's make repentance a thing you do once and make a big deal out of it. And we'll be confident that we got our repentance in, and then we don't have to keep growing in a life of repentance. So what we're saying by baptizing these young ladies tonight, and all of what we're saying about everybody that we baptize, whether they're young or old, is that we anticipate you're going to have more repentance that needs to be done. And ideally, the less repentance is because you look back at your baptism and think about your identity in Christ. And then as one identified with Christ, we know that we're forgiven when we sin again and we come back to him and seek that forgiveness. So again, we're not looking for them to have proved. We are looking for our young people to understand and be able to explain what they believe. That's part of what makes us Credo Baptists, is we have a creed, we have beliefs. And so I'm going to ask each one of these ladies some questions about what they believe and why they want to get baptized. And you'll hear them. And they're very excited. And again, recognizing that this is still the beginning of their life of following Jesus. And they'll have more repentance to do, just like I do, and just like you do. And we keep looking to Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. They're eager to all tell you that they're looking to Christ. And so first to do that is going to be Paige Bone. We weren't sure if she was going to be tall enough to be able to see over. She's totally good. Poppy's not going to be tall enough, but that's all right. Okay, so Paige, you talked to me a while ago. It was actually pretty close to after those guys got baptized, huh? Yeah. You came up to me on a Sunday, and you said you wanted to get baptized. And why?
I want to get baptized because I want the church to know that I am a believer.
Yeah, you want all these people to know that you are a believer. Good. So what is it that you believe?
Jesus Christ.
You believe Jesus Christ, and who is he? I asked you downstairs if he was like a famous quarterback or football player, or if like he was like a president or something. So who is Jesus? You believe in him. Mm-hmm. What's significant about him?
He is the king.
He is the king. And we're going to sing a song later tonight about how he will reign forever. He is our king. And our king actually did something really important for us that even today is supposed to help us remember. So what did our king do for us?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins, and is he still dead?
No.
No, he's not dead. What happened?
He rose up on the third day.
He rose up on the third day, and so that's like Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Yeah. So he died on the cross for our sins. That's really important. But can you tell me what sin is?
Sin is like when you disobey your parents.
Okay, yeah. Sin is any kind of disobedience. Disobedience to parents is is a big one for kids. So have you ever disobeyed?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that if you sin, you actually deserve what?
Death,
which is why it is so important that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Because otherwise, then we would have to pay for our sins apart from Jesus' work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He rose up again on the third day. And you believe that?
Yes.
And you want all these people to know that you believe it?
Yes.
Okay. And so you are ready to commit your life to learning to obey better,
mm-hmm.
and to serving Jesus as your king.
Yes.
Yes. So, Paige, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so this is Poppy Bone, and she's not excited to be here at all. I'm joking. Okay, so it was two or three Sunday nights ago. It was the choir practice night, and I had just talked to Paige, her sister, earlier that morning, and we had talked about Paige getting baptized. And so it was after choir practice, and Poppy was running around like you would expect. And it so happened that she and I got into a conversation over on the side. Her mom and dad weren't around. And so she was just talking to me. And she said, do you know what my sister is going to do? And I was like, I don't know. What is your sister going to do? And what'd you say?
I said that she's going to get baptized.
She's going to get baptized. And even with more enthusiasm and vigor, she then followed up. Do you remember what you told me after that? You said she's going to get baptized, and then you said what?
That I want to get baptized too.
Yeah. She's like, and I want to get baptized. And so I was like, all right, well, let's talk about that. So I, because part of our process is that we we have an interview with one of the pastors, but I didn't tell her that we were entering into my office in the same space. So I started asking her some questions, starting with, oh, that's great, and why do you want to get baptized?
Because I want to show my whole church that I'm a believer and I'm baptized.
Okay. So her whole church, that she is a believer and that she's baptized. And so we're one out of two. She's going to be two for two not that long from now when she's baptized. Okay, so you're a believer. Mm-hmm. And you believe what?
I believe that God and Jesus, that God is my king.
Okay, that God is your king.
And I love him.
You love him. Yeah. So both your mom and your dad have told me, when we were talking about whether you should get baptized or not, mm-hmm. Are you okay? Both of them said that you actually do a lot of talking about how you love God at home. Is that right? And they also say that you really like the Bible. Is that true?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before the service started, you were telling me what your favorite story in the Bible was. What was that?
It was Samson.
Samson. And what was that story?
The story was when he pushed down the lines.
He pushed the pillars, yeah.
And the roof came down and it killed everybody. But it was kind of sad because he died.
He also died, yeah. So who gave Samson the strength to do that?
God.
God. And God is the one who gives us strength so that we can obey as well, right? Okay. So what is significant about Jesus? So what's significant about Jesus?
That he died on the cross for our sins.
Yeah. And what is sin mean?
Sin means that you're not obeying your parents.
Okay.
When you have to.
Yeah. That's a big one, because kids are supposed to obey their parents, because God says that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever disobeyed your parents?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so you need forgiveness, right? Yeah. And that's what Jesus offers us by dying and rising again. So you want all of these people to know that that's what you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you believe Jesus Christ died and rose again, and that he is the one who forgives you? Okay, and I think that's all the questions I'm going to ask you. Anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. Well, Poppy, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, you are Claire Pekinas. Did I get that part right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I meant to actually ask you and your mom before the service, did you come to ECS like a year and a half ago or 2.5 years ago?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. So you like started when you were in fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, and you had some bearded Bible teacher at that point. Yeah. So we've known each other for a while, so and your family is probably going to start coming to church here as well. You come on Sunday nights, different things like that. So we've known you for a while, but you heard that we were going to do some baptisms tonight,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to get in on that.
Yeah.
And so why? Why do you want to be baptized?
Well, that I'm a believer, and God says to be baptized, and Jesus baptized.
Okay. Yeah, Jesus is our first example of that, right? And then he tells us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does make a public profession to everybody that we're with him, we identify with him. So what is important about Jesus Christ? Who is he?
Well, he's my Lord and Savior.
Okay, Lord and Savior. And in what way did he save you? So what did he save you from, and how did he do that?
He saved me from sin on the cross.
Okay, and what sin?
Disobedience.
Okay. Where do we find out what is sin and what isn't sin?
The Bible.
The Bible. Yep. So God tells us. It's not like we have to figure it out. So we have to read it and we have to listen to it. But he tells us what's sin and what isn't sin. And then he also says that when we sin, we deserve what?
Death.
We deserve death. And that's why it's important that Jesus died, and then he's not still dead, right?
No.
No. So what does it take to get that salvation that Jesus offers? So can you like pay a certain amount of money
No.
to be saved?
No.
Can you like go on a quest and like find a special grail or I mean whatever it is? Is there like some place you got to go and be on a mountain and pray a prayer, or like is there anything that you can do that gets you saved?
No. Well, you believe.
You believe. Yeah. So even baptism is not going to save you, but baptism is a way that you tell everybody that you believe. And what does baptism itself picture? What was that symbolize?
Dying and raising again.
Yeah. So we are going to bury you shortly, and then we're going to see you raised to walk in newness of life. We were talking about how it is beneficial that Jesus commanded that to be with water as opposed to like dirt or sand. That would make a longer service if we were going through that picture, because that is what the picture is about, is the death and then the resurrection. And it makes it great on a day like today when we're especially celebrating his resurrection for you to do that and let everybody know. So you're good with all these people knowing that you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when sometime in the future, let's say you sin and somebody calls you on it and is like, hey, but I saw you get baptized. You said you're with Jesus. Why are you sinning? You're good for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll do it nicely. I mean, that's part of our responsibility. But we both get to praise God that he has saved you. And then along with your parents, you know, we're supposed to, as the church, help you grow and be more like Jesus. So that all sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Claire, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So again, that is then our responsibility together. It's not Hillary's version of it takes a community to raise a child. But God has put us into a body that is intended to encourage one another and stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That is our group and corporate responsibility. So we ought to celebrate with them in their professions. And next Sunday, if they're not sick and they're able to come, they're all eager to have communion for the first time. I asked whether they're going to go for the wine or the juice, and they're still thinking about it. That's great. So we'll welcome them to the table and to that fellowship all together next Sunday as well. And then we'll continue to encourage them, family and church family, as they become more and more like Christ till he comes. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to dismiss you to say hi to each other before we come back and get going with the rest of the service. So let me pray. Father, thank you so much for working in the Bones and the Pekinises, for working in Paige and Poppy and Claire, and for planting that seed of the gospel, that seed of faith in their hearts, and we're excited to watch it continue to grow, that they would all mature in their faith, that they would be fruitful on your behalf in serving Jesus, who is our King. Thank you for his sacrifice, and thank you even for the opportunity to do an otherwise weird thing. I guess as Christians, we're more used to it now, but it would be a weird ritual to go through apart from obedience to our Lord. So thank you for that instructions that he's given us, and thank you for their testimonies tonight, the creed, what they believe. And again, we ask that all together you would grow us more like your Son. And I pray this in his name. Amen.